It's Monday, March 12th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump's lawyers are seeking to negotiate a deal with special counsel Robert Mueller that uses an interview with the president as leverage to spur a conclusion to the Russia investigation, reports the Wall Street Journal. CNN national security analyst Samantha Vinegrod does not believe President Trump will be prepared to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un by May.
We would spend months preparing for the most basic meetings that President Obama used to have. Talk to your intelligence community, talk to your diplomats. There is no way that President Trump can be ready by May to have a high-stakes negotiation on denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. It's just impossible. So we're looking at a scenario now where the president, perhaps because he wants a PR opportunity, perhaps because he's desperate to do a deal, is going to be rushing into a nuclear negotiation. And guess what? You can't wing it. Kim Jong-un is going to be fully prepared. I think that he's playing to the president's ego and the president's weaknesses by flattering him and by inviting him to Pyongyang. But this is a major concession. If President Trump does meet with Kim Jong-un, he's going to be going in unprepared, and he's going to be giving to Kim what Kim wants, which is a positive photo op.
Joy Behar, co-host of ABC's The View, blasted the Christian faith of Vice President Mike Pence recently.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
That's called mental illness, if I'm not correct.
But no, I'm
hearing voices.
Vice President Pence said this in response.
I actually heard that ABC has a program that compared my Christianity to mental illness. I'm a believer. And it's an insult not to me, but to the vast majority of the American people who, like me, cherish their faith. I mean, my Christianity is the most important thing in my life. I try and start every day by opening the good book. My wife and I try and have a prayer together before I leave every morning. I can honestly tell you my faith sustains me in all that I do. And it's just a regular part of our lives. It demonstrates how out of touch some in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people. It's just simply wrong for ABC to have a television program that expresses that kind of religious intolerance. We're better than that.
While Behar called the vice president to personally apologize, she has refused to do so publicly. Go to the website stopattackingchristians.com to communicate your objection to the View's sponsors. Delaware Democrat Senator Chris Coons said in an interview on the Church Politics podcast that Democrats should be open about their faith.
And I'm concerned, frankly, that more and more Democrats feel embarrassed about or uncomfortable with sharing anything about their faith and how it connects to their service. Some of the most progressive members of the Senate, members I'm very close to, don't ever talk about how it was their experience of faith when they were children that motivated them to get into public service and politics in the first place.
The board overseeing Cambridge House, a condo in Florida, has adopted a resolution that prohibits religious gatherings from being held in the commons areas and prohibits residents from displaying crosses on their own doors. And incredibly, a sign has now been placed on a piano prohibiting residents from playing Christian music, reports Christian News Network. And finally, Psalm 127, 4 through 5 says, "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." Filmmaker Alex Kendrick, who produced the upcoming family life film, Like Arrows, said this about a parent's role.
As a dad, when I look at scripture, I see that it's my responsibility to help shape the heart and the perspective of my children, to love and know God, to love other people, to value them, and to use the gifts and abilities that God naturally gives them, to develop them and to use them for God's glory. I don't leave it to school or leave it to even our church as the one responsible for shaping who they are. That's first my priority as a father and my wife as mom.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, March 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.